nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 386. I'm your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. the Mike Jordan of recording, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. Pod Sham God, a.k.a. Pod Girly, and the last a.k.a. Fat Mahomes. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Jern. Queen Jern, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. A Lot of Crass with a Day of a Class, a.k.a. My Afro is My Halo, and none other than my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. Whichever one you use, give us a good rating. You know, that's all we asking. Don't forget about our Patreon, where you can join for as little as a dollar and support all things Nappy Afro and get behind-the-scenes exclusive content only on the Patreon. Don't forget about our voicemail. Where you call 347-201-2572. Call the voicemail, leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show like you heard at the beginning. And like always, the easiest way that you can help us out is by sharing it, telling a friend, running up in the iPhone store and subscribing all their phones to the Frocast, putting them all on Frocast.com. You know what I'm saying? Tell it word of mouth, sharing it on your story, retweeting, reblogging. That shit goes a long way because not only does all your followers see it, but if they retweet it, then all they followers see it. And then it's just a fucking MLM of support. And we appreciate that, man. So, how was your week, Queen Germ?
My week was amazing. Spent a lot of money that I, you know, I already told y'all I was just going to do this. Blow it on up. Had a good time. Hung out with family and friends. And it was worth it. So, I had a good time. Real good time.
All right.
Playing games. Had game night with my family. Hung out.
Yeah.
All that.
We're going to talk about that.
Great time was had.
Let me tell y'all about game night with Queen Jern family. First of all, they some niggas. Secondly, y'all, niggas start drinking. Third of all, niggas don't follow the rules. Fourth of all, chaos ensues. So, they was playing like a Family Feud and some Pictionary game, whatever. And
the Air Pictionary.
Air Pictionary. And, you know, motherfuckers not following the rules. Motherfuckers just going crazy. And then the funniest part was when a person that we know was playing just like woke up with an answer. And then they shitted on Queen Jern's gang gang. And then, you know, I seen Queen Jern get kind of heated. You talk about her gang gang. And I was just like, oh, shoot. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it was fun, though. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I had a big family. We didn't do organized stuff like that because, you know, it probably would end up with somebody getting killed. So we, you know, we couldn't do things like that. But it was fun. You know, I was playing Steve Harvey. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to stay out of the fray. You know what I'm saying? Because I let the family members battle each other. Like, I'm an old seasoned vet. I know better. Stay out of it. As far as my week, It was, you know, I was off work, so I got a lot of time to myself. Got to get my sleep schedule back on track because I can't stay up to 2 or 3 o'clock no more because motherfuckers got to go to work. But, you know, had a good time, good holidays. Got to see some family members, you know. Got the greatest Christmas gift ever, you know what I'm saying, this year. You know, would you like to tell everybody what you got me for Christmas?
I got him some cologne that he asked for.
Some cologne that I asked for that smells amazing.
Some
socks that I asked for that are amazing.
and some salsa that everybody else likes. Because apparently,
she said it right.
Green dip was amazing.
Some salsa. Her,
my.
King Germ was naughty this year. King Germ was naughty this year. I got some salsa.
King Germ realized, like I say every time, Christmas is for kids. So for King Germ to have gotten, check one, the cologne he wanted, check two, the socks he wanted, he didn't have to get nothing else.
Yeah.
But I thought, in the name of it's football season, he eats a lot of chips and salsa.
I eat a lot of chips and salsa?
He does.
Oh, okay.
And maybe it's just because he's high all the time, he doesn't remember, but that's what happens. And so then when I saw it, it was some expensive top shelf type salsa. I said, well, let's go for it. He's going to like this, but he didn't. So, you know, it is what it is. I mean, if he want to say I didn't do well that time, then, you know.
I mean, you are the gift giver. You are the gift giver. He just
won't get anything, so then I won't have to worry about it.
I mean, it's just that I feel like, you know.
Niggas ungrateful.
I'm not ungrateful. Like I said, I was happy with what I saw. But when I opened that, I really thought I opened somebody else's gift. And then I really thought it was like something, like it was a gag gift, like, oh, my gift was under the. So I looked under the sauce and didn't see nothing in there. So I was like, she really got me some salsa.
Three different types. And I went to the store and bought some chips so that he can eat it and try the stuff. So ungrateful. But thankfully, I took it on home where he brought it on down to my city.
After you suggested that I bring it to the
my
party.
My people appreciated it. So it got eaten.
Well, I'm glad somebody enjoyed it because, you know, I was perplexed by that gift, you know, because I was just like.
Meanwhile. I got what I asked for.
You got what you asked for.
He didn't try to do nothing extra, but hey, if he had, I would have appreciated it. Now, this is the same person, and I ain't finna come blow for blow with you, but this the same nigga who done bought me shit that I done had to take back.
Look, I bought some shit that was on the mannequin. You said, that ain't even match. I'm like, but they got it on the mannequin.
It didn't matter, but it did not match. It did not go together.
I believe you think some woman picked it out, and that's why you took it back.
That could be too, okay. But I know for sure it didn't match.
Oh.
So whoever your blind girlfriend was back then, you know, she didn't do a good job. But nonetheless, like I said, niggas is ungrateful. That's what's going to help me to know that this year I'm going to save a lot more money because I can't go out like that no more.
What you mean can't go out like that no more?
I'm spending money on niggas who don't appreciate stuff, so I definitely don't need to be spending no money if that's how I'm going to get treated.
I appreciate it. It was just that I felt like, first of all, I felt it was a re-gift.
I said,
this nigga didn't try me. She didn't gift this because I thought you went to a gift exchange and that's what you were stuck with. So you was going to part.
I've never given you
giving
anything.
It off on, you know, I've like, never, yo, pass it off on
I've
me.
Never
so I was just like, wow. Gift. And then I thought, then I was like, I know she ain't pay for this. Like, I know she ain't pay for this.
Got receipts and all.
Wow. Like, she really bought salsa. S-A-L-S-A.
I mean, and my thing is, I don't see why it's such a hard thing for you to understand.
That shit is hilarious. Why are you like?
So, I mean, it was a thoughtful gift. You don't ever give thought to nothing you buy me.
Yes, I do.
I tell you what to get, you bring it. So
sometimes I do. I give thoughtful
very
gifts.
Very rarely do you give thoughtful gifts. And when you do, they ain't good.
Wow. So that butterfly necklace wasn't good.
That's like the only thing that you've done right.
Stop it. The first time I bought you the Chelsea's massage thing. That was a thoughtful gift.
Yeah,
you
ain't your girlfriend.
You ain't know nothing about that. And I was just like.
I did not.
Yeah. And so
two
don't.
Things.
Okay. Nah, don't do that to
two
me now.
Things.
Don't do that.
I say, again, your girlfriend probably said,
no.
Oh, take your wife here. I go there all the time.
Oh, so me working down the street from the place that had nothing to do with it.
I mean, I don't know what you did.
Okay.
I mean, you talk but to you your just girlfriends about everything else.
Hey, listen, I don't have no girlfriends.
I mean, you got work daughters and all kind of other
that's
shit.
That's not a girlfriend.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It don't matter what you call them. If you giving them a name, then that means it's something more than what it should be.
Oh, man. But we're not going to go into that, man. We're not even going to go down that route, man. We're not going to let this show get derailed by our pettiness.
By your pettiness.
Well, first off, before we get into the main
topic.
How
was your week? You said that?
Yeah, I did. See, you're not even paying attention.
Yeah, because I never really care. But go ahead.
I know you don't. Did you see the news about what happened the other day in Texas on Sunday?
Somebody got shot up in
the
church.
Yeah, some dude walked up in the church with a shotgun and shot two people, and a man ended up killing him in the church. And it led me to wonder why so many motherfuckers had guns in church that day. Like,
the parishioners was the one who saved the day because they got the man before he got them.
Oh, his name is he said he had eyes on the man as soon as he stepped in the church. So he was already watching the man because he knew the dude didn't look right, man. You see, the volunteer security team member who fatally shot a gunman in a Texas church Sunday said he began watching the shooter as soon as he entered the sanctuary. Jack Wilson, head of security at West Freeway Church of Christ in White Settlement, told CNN that he had eyes on the man right away. After he shot the two victims, he went and started towards the front of the sanctuary, and that's when I was able to engage him, and I fired one round. Wilson didn't say why he was suspicious, but another parishioner told the news the man's appearance made her uncomfortable because he appeared to be wearing a wig. I'm glad it was a white man, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, black people, we just don't run up in churches like that. Two victims, did you see
I said, some of y'all don't run up in churches, period. So.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But, that right there is just people in your church, man. Like, you got to be aware of what's going on, man. Thanks to Hero Jack, as they calling him now. That motherfucker got to be deadly on Call of Duty or something like that. Because that motherfucker dropped one shot, headshot, bam, dropped this man. And this dude, like, I mean, he lucky everybody had guns in their church because it could have got bad, bro. Like, I mean, I know he had a shotgun, but he had to reload. But, you know, some of the people were paralyzed in fear, and he could have just started spraying and bucking at people. But thank God Hero Jack was there. Do you ever worry about stuff like that when you're in church?
Nope.
Why not?
Not at all. I mean, I don't go to church for that. I just believe that I'm good. I'm safe. I mean, I don't sit around and be oblivious. I do pay attention to what's going on around me, but as far as being scared that somebody gonna run up in a church, I never think about it.
Mm. You think I'm worried about somebody running up in church shooting?
No, because you're never there.
Good one.
Yeah, you're never there.
You know me so well. But yeah, man. Like I said, man, good gracious. That first dude that got shot, he like he hesitated or something, and Buddy sprayed his ass, and the other dude, like it was bad to see, and you know, and that's just the times we in that we can see that shit. Like, I used to just hear that shit on the news, but now there's video of the shit. And seeing somebody get blasted away, I mean, you never get used to seeing that, but it's kind of like you see it so much now, you're not really numb to it, but you're just like, dang, a nigga got shot. You know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, y'all, we got to be safer, man. We got to be safer. Know your surroundings. They snatching people. They shooting people. People, like, I was watching some video the other day. Some girl was on the subway, and her boyfriend was asleep. And some dude on the subway kept hitting her and saying something to her. And then when the train stopped, he just snatched up and ran off the damn train. But she started making a fuss and kicking up some noise, you know what I'm saying, that he let her go. And then her boyfriend was just standing there. You know, she walked back on the train and was like, yo, this dude just tried to grab me. And the boyfriend's like, what? She's like, yo, that nigga right there, he just tried to grab me. And you know what I'm saying? And you know, the boyfriend, he's sitting there, you know, he just woke up. He had no shoes on. He didn't want to fight. It was a big nigga, so he didn't want too much. He didn't want to do too much. But they found that nigga on the block, and they did some hood justice on his ass. And so, you know, we just got to start taking care of each other, man. We're recording this show on December 31st, 2019. So if you hear fireworks in the background or gunshots, just know what it is. We're okay. But, you know, I just want to get some 2019 reflections from you, like, you know, some things that, you know, just explain your 2019. Well, you're in reality with 2019, because, you know, we're all happy to see another turn, a whole another calendar and everything like that. But I want to know, everybody's doing the 10-year challenge on Facebook and all these Instagrams and social media, the 10-year challenge is going on. I want to hear your 10-year challenge. Like, so today, Queen Germ talked to 10-year-old Queen Germ. Like, how much do you think you've changed in the last decade is what I'm asking you.
Oh. I guess I've changed a lot. I mean, okay, that I would expect to. 10 years ago, I would have had toddler children. yep. instead of teenage children.
Yes.
So
still in school 10 years ago this time.
I definitely was about to graduate, though.
Yeah.
So I had no idea that I would be where I am today, although I still see myself having a lot more growth to encounter or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, just as far as, like, looking at how I have evolved, I've started to, I know I'm older because I really don't give a fuck no more. Mm. Like, I used to try to put on airs for people and try to make people feel comfortable with whatever I had going on and stuff like that. I curse a lot more now. Didn't expect that to happen. I'm going to try to do better in the new year. But I just feel like it's just been a lot of growth. A lot of things that I've learned through my losses. Because I've lost a lot over the years as well. But it's been a good thing. Definitely as far as looking at my kids as markers of time. I definitely am grateful that I've been able to spend as much time as I've had to be able to spend with them and do all the different activities that they have been in, involved in and stuff like that. So it's been worth it. And I'm grateful for what it has been. And I look forward to definitely being with them and doing the things that they like to do. And as they embark on a new part of their lives, I'm able to expand and grow because they're going to be more independent. So then I can do more things, you know, for myself, career-wise, as well as, you know, personally.
Okay. Well, as far as me in the past 10 years, wow. I've seen a significant change because, like, 10 years ago, I still was, like, hanging out and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, even though when I say hanging out, I wasn't, like, hanging out. I'd be going to my partner's house. But I used to, you know, hang out a lot. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm definitely a house cat. I don't really go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, more domesticated. And, you know, I feel like I just got washed in the last 10 years. Not a bad thing. Not a bad thing at all. It's just that, you know, ain't nothing out there. You know what I'm saying? And it's just I found more ways to be at home. And, you know, I've definitely changed, like, I probably was just started coaching 10 years ago. And so I've seen a change in that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking about all the kids that I've coached now over the years. And it's crazy. So it's like if you're looking at 25 kids a year, that's at least 250 kids I've probably affected. You know what I'm saying? And that's pretty damn good. You know what I'm saying? I would have never thought that irresponsible me would be a responsible person one day because I used to just be wild as fuck. And now to see me like not wild and, you know, think before I react and it's strange. And, it, you know, just the maturation of King Germ has been a beautiful thing for me anyway, because like I said, I usually didn't give a fuck, but now I give a fuck and, you know, it's great to see, bro. Like, you know, I don't know. That's just the maturation part of the last decade. Like, I've grown a lot, you know myself, know who I am. Well, I always did that, so that wasn't like I had to learn who I was, but, you know what I'm saying, I just became, you know, I always been comfortable with my skin, so it's never been an issue like that, but, you know, I guess I just needed to mature, and I think over the last decade I have, you know, matured, man. So, over the last decade, what are, like, some things you've seen, like, relationship-wise, like, changing that in the last 10?
I guess we've had our little whatever. We've had ups and downs as most people do. But I think at this point we've gotten to be really close. Thanks to the show.
The show? We've been close before the show. But go ahead. I mean, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna talk.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
My reflections are my reflections.
I got you, you're right.
Just being able to be brought closer, because as you realize everybody running, working, taking kids places, it's easy to get lost in the shuffle. So it's like to have dedicated time to chill and hang out, talk, debate, whatever it may be. It makes you, you know what I'm saying? You stumbled upon some stuff that you didn't really quite know that you know, about your person. Even when you just were saying about how you didn't really care. I didn't think you didn't really care, but I guess it was some of your craziness. But I just feel like
when you get to know a little more. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about just, you know, things.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I knew you was still in. I don't know. I don't want to use that terminology, but whatever. I knew you was still had some growing up to do, but I didn't think that you yourself weren't trying at that time. Mm. I guess so. Whatever. But here we are, 2019, last day of the year.
Decade. As far as my relationship, like I said, I mean, I feel like me and you, we grew more. We wasn't, you know, like I said, we grew to know each other in this decade. Like, we started experimenting with new stuff. Like, you know, I guess you felt like, well, you know, we don't have to go the traditional route with things. Let's try this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, us going to the clubs together, that was something, you know, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, not like saying, like, I had an issue, like, I wanted to go, but it was cool that me and you could go, and, you know, and then I had a good time. And then, you know, the ladies are nicer to you when you with a female, guys. Like, I say that all the time. Like, if you go with a bunch of niggas, them girls will walk by or whatever. When you go with a female, they try to be extra nice and all that, and I'm just like, you know, that's weird, but I guess, you know.
I guess they know it's safer.
Yeah, that's predatory.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, okay, here's more, 9 out of 10, your girlfriend ain't, or wife ain't finna let you, like, whip your dick out. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Or something crazy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's pretty safe. We gonna do this little dance, and I can get my money and go on about my business versus you pulling and tugging on something.
Would you ever think that you would ever be at a strip club?
No.
No. And I mean, you know, me neither.
I feel like, you know, I don't know, getting a little more comfortable with who you are, knowing that you with this person for the rest of your life is like, okay, so I can live a little. I can try to, you know what I'm saying, do something else. But as far as like just thinking, oh yeah, that's something I ever wanted to do or was ever on my list of things to do, it wasn't.
Question. So what are some things that have pissed you off in your relationship in the last decade? Like, something that you just like, God dog it, this nigga.
I mean, initially I thought you would stop smoking at some point in our lives, but
I mean, don't you realize
that? I've gotten used to it now, I guess. I mean, I just don't like it because of the fact that it's not legal. And, I mean, I don't know. But it's just that, really that aspect of it that makes me nervous about it. When you gotta go somewhere, get something, you know what I'm saying? It's just like so many things happen. And I worry about stuff a lot. But as far as you per se, I mean, besides the fact that you divorce me every football season.
But you are married to a football coach.
It doesn't matter. It's not something that I like. I mean, you ask me what do I not like,
and you know that every year before football season you start cutting up, and it's like I know it's coming, and it was just like you do it right before football season, you cut up during football season, and it's like I'm like, you know it's football season, you act like this is something that is not occurring every year.
Well, like I said, I asked you to quit, and you won't quit. So, hey.
I got to have some hobbies.
You deal with me like I am, then.
I got to have some hobbies.
Okay, well, I'm going to act up. If you don't like it, then you just have to get over it till the next season. But, yeah. So, what do you not like about me?
Well, just over the decade, I just feel like, you know, you don't trust me. And it's like I've given you no reason not to trust me. You have to lose trust to, you know what I'm saying? You never given me a chance to lose your trust. And so that's my whole thing. We like,
talk about that off season.
Nah, I mean, it's therapeutic now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it's just, but you know, that bothers me sometimes when you say that, because I, you know, that's why I'd be like, what? Like, because you sometimes when I think of something and then I thought of it, and you like what your girlfriend thought of, and I just be like. So why I can't come up with a good idea?
Because you don't. You never do. But like, we've been together for almost 19 years. Almost 2 freaking decades have passed by. I have watched the types of things you do. You don't think about nothing. That's why you ask me, what do you want? So you can go and follow a direction. You will follow directions. You will get what I say and nothing else. And so, to me, okay, you get 1 or 2 times where you may have done something out of the ordinary. So when I ask, don't be mad.
Why?
Be flattered. Because to me, if I give the credit to somebody else and say, oh, your girlfriend thought about it, it must have been a damn good gift. So, hey, if it ain't no girlfriend, then that means you did a good job. If there is a girlfriend, tell her thank you. That's all I can tell you because...
Now, let me ask you a question. Speaking of girlfriend, do you really think I would have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Why?
That's what people do.
Why? Where do I have time to have a girlfriend?
You have plenty of time. You're not with me the whole time. Like, when you're out here, air quote, smoking, you could be talking to your girlfriend for hours. I ain't out here. You know I don't come out here unless we recording the show. So, or I've been asked to come out here for some reason.
So when do I see this girlfriend?
Whenever you're not here. You go to work. When you go to work, the woman could be working at the same job. Oh. The woman could be somewhere. She might not have a job. She can come there and bring you food on your lunch day, on your lunch break. You said to me, since you've had this new job on a number of occasions, oh, I'm not hungry, says the person who usually waits till they get home to eat at 5:30.
But if I ate that day, it depends on what I ate.
Hey, I don't know. All I can tell you is I'm a scientist. It is my job. I have been trained to notice trends and patterns. So when your pattern changes, something has caused that change. And therefore, I'm led to believe you're not gay or bisexual, that you must be dating a woman.
And what if so scientists never wrong?
Not that they're never wrong, but the data suggests... That is what it is. So therefore, I'm led to believe.
You're making a hypothesis, correct?
I have stated that from what you've done, that what the data suggests is what it is.
Okay.
I mean, you go and get, open up new bank accounts.
Who opened up new bank accounts?
Get that.
Who did that? Who changed that? You know all my debit card numbers?
I don't think so.
I think you do.
I don't.
You know my debit card number, so don't even go there.
I mean, if you say so, I have to check it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't had access to them in years, so.
Oh, stop.
I used to get the card every pay period, but now, not so much.
Because we just do the transfer now. We don't have to go that route no more. We just transfer from my account to your account.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
I guess nothing. You still get to keep me away from
it. I gave the card like not too long ago.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You offered and then you changed your mind because you decided to transfer me the money because you didn't want me to see on the receipt what you actually had. That's what I believe it's all about.
No, it's not it.
You try to act like you don't have nothing so you don't have to do no more than what you're supposed to do.
What?
But, you know, that's just me.
You think I'm that kind of guy?
Hey.
Wow. Man, well, I learned a lot about myself over this decade. Like professionally, okay, since 10 years ago, you was a college student defending your thesis and all that stuff, getting your PhD.
Dissertation,
yeah, that word, 10 years ago. Excuse me?
I said the thesis is your master's.
Thesis is master's. Look, learn something. You learn something on the
forecast. Dissertation is your PhD.
Dissertation is your PhD. So you were doing your dissertation 10 years ago. What did you do your dissertation on? Well, don't tell it because people can Google you if you get your name, but you could just give a vague, you know what I'm saying, what you did it on.
I did bioadhesive formulations for aquatic animals.
Did you hear that? I'm going to say it one more time. Bioadhesive formulations for aquatic animals. Queen Germ is smart, y'all. I want y'all to know that.
Just a little bit.
Queen Germ act ignorant on here, but she is really a nerd. And, I mean, I'm talking about band nerd and everything. You was in the band, weren't you?
Yeah.
See? Band nerd and everything. Queen Germ smart.
Played
the clarinet. You got to be smart to play the clarinet. They don't let dummies play the clarinet.
No. I play the piano, too.
And the piano. Listen, Queen Germ is multi-talented. Y'all, I hate to toot my baby horn, but, you know, I got me one that, you know, because like that meme said, guys, find you a girl with brains. They all got vaginas. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm done.
So yes, man. You know, but yeah. So 10 years ago, you were doing a dissertation, and you know, did you have like a were you stressed about finding a job by graduation and everything because you really didn't know what you was gonna do? Did you?
Mm-mm. I didn't know what I was gonna do. I didn't know where I was gonna live. I didn't know. If I was going to find a job, I was going to have to move back in with my parents. I didn't know what was going to happen. Mm. But I thank God that my circle is strong And we prayed and we worked hard and we did what we needed to do. My advisors at school were amazing. They wrote some of the most supportive letters that I didn't even think I was that good. To have people that would really vouch for me like they did. Having a support system while I was going to school. You, the kids motivated me many times, my family and friends. And it's just, I mean, to be at this point, to be honest, it's a lot to be thankful for because I had people who I knew were better students than I was, who didn't have as good a job as I had. And just to realize that, you know, what I honestly believe, what, you know, what God has for you is for you. Because I could not say that I deserved it. I worked hard. I wanted it. But to say that, you know, I was owed it, I could never have thought that this would be what I would have at this point. And of course, we all have a lot to complain about, but we have a whole lot more to be thankful for. And so I do have lots of other goals in my career that I look forward to achieving. And not that I'm really putting it on a back burner, but being a mom is my number one priority, and being a great wife. But it's like, you know, while the kids need you, I just really feel like it's important for me to be readily available and accessible for them to call me if they need me, do, you know, whatever, projects, be at performances and things like that, that once, you know, in this next 5 years, I'll be in a good place, my kids will be off in college and doing their own thing. And then I can spend a little more time doing some things that I love as far as my research and working towards finishing up my book, maybe even my album. So,
a book?
Yeah.
You're writing a book?
Mm-hmm.
The nigga that don't like to read is writing a book.
Yeah, I have a lot to say.
But you don't...
I don't read, but I write.
So how you expect me to read your book and you don't want to read my book?
Everybody doesn't have to know that. They don't. I mean, they see that I'm a scholar. I've written other publications before about my research. So, I mean.
So what would your book be about?
It's going to be about faith. It's going to be about family. And it's going to be about falling in love.
Mm. Oh, okay. That's what's up. Look for that book coming soon from Queen Germ. Well, in the near future. We're taking pre-orders now for the book. You know what I'm saying? You know, all pre-orders are $20. Okay. You can send your $20 in. Lock in your book. So whenever the book comes, you'll be already in there. So, you know, pre-orders for the book coming soon. Faith, Family, and Falling in Love from Queen Germ. Coming soon.
I didn't say that was the title. I just said that was what it's about.
That's what it's about.
Oh, okay.
The untitled work by Queen Germ. But that's what it's about. And like I said, we're doing the pre-sale for the book. So go ahead and get locked in. You can Cash App us at hash.
This nigga.
Yeah, but okay. So we talked about how we changed, like, personally, relationship-wise, and career-wise. Well, oh, I ain't talking about me, man. 10 years ago, man, I was in a rough spot, man, because I... Like, me personally, if I get a job, I'm going to work the job. You know, I'm just going to go to work, and it is what it is. And I don't mind, because I've had tons of different kind of jobs. I done did from flipping burgers to fucking working in a cotton mill to working in a deli to... Man, I done did it all, working in a warehouse to... I done did it all, everything. I've done it all. I've done a little bit of something. And so... That I was just coming off. I was working at like Sam's Club for like 6-7 years, and then I lost my job there on some bullshit, and got another job, and then the economy crashed in 2008, and then my life went to shambles. Not really shambles, because it was just like I was just like, oh my God, you know, I was on unemployment, and and I was just like, yo, this. Really?
I'm so
really,
sorry.
Really? I'm See, that's so what happens sorry. When you're fucking with your phone while we're recording. You know what I'm saying? Give me that.
I was trying to find my song of the week.
Well, you find it later. So, sorry about that, y'all. Queen Germ's gonna Queen Germ. So, I was in a good spot, too, man. You really fucked me up, man. God damn. But anyway, getting back.
You was getting unemployment. I was listening to your ass.
I was getting unemployment. You know, unemployment wasn't the money I was making. And, you know, I was just feeling like, you know, like, man, like, I done got married. I got these two kids. I'm not working right, man. This shit is fucked up, man. And so, a girl that I was working with at the damn supercharger place, the one that, you know, I got laid out from after the economy crash. She called me up one day and she was like, yo, you still looking for a job? I was like, yeah. She was like, well, look, man, I'm the manager at the sex store. And she was just like, you know, you want a job? And I was like, man, quit playing with me, man. You know, I'm thinking like, fuck you, I need a job. You call me playing with fucking games, man. Like, this ain't no fucking... She's like, no, I'm serious, man. You could be the assistant manager, start you out at this much, yada, yada, yada. And I was just like, let me talk to my wife first. Because I was just like, this is, you know... And so, talk to her. You know, she was just like, are you for real? I was just like, look, man, it's a job. You know what I'm saying? It's temporary, blase, squaze. And end up working there. And, you know, this was in 2009. And, you know, I worked there for like a year. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was different. You know what I'm saying? But it put money on the table. And that's when I realized, like, as a man, you got to do what you got to do to provide for your family. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why I'm not, you know what I'm saying, ever ashamed about any job that I ever had. But that after that, when we moved from Georgia to Florida, you know what I'm saying, it was like starting all over again. And that's when I was just like, that shit was rough because it's hard to find a job. It's definitely hard to find a job when all your references are out of state. You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers not, you don't know nothing. You don't know nobody because you got to know somebody to get a job. And you know, then I realized, you know, I had a real one because Queen Jern held the team down. You know, I was a fucking house dad. You know what I'm saying? I was staying at home, cleaning up, you know, doing, you know, washing dishes, washing clothes, keeping the house clean, cooking dinner, you know what I'm saying? You know, and that shit got cool. That shit was all right, but then it got like, bruh, man, like, once you start realizing you walking and shit and people, the little house moms know you and shit, hey, how you doing today, something, you just like, you in the grocery store, like, I was like, nah, bruh, you know what I'm saying? So, I got out, you know, found me a job, but I didn't find me a great job till 2019, like, you know, but.
Oh, yeah.
What you mean?
I was confused, but yeah.
Yeah. And so, but just all of that, it just made me, you know, my journey to get where I am, and you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's not over, but just to, you know, it just made me know, like, you got to do what you got to do for your family. I mean, whatever kind of job that is. You got to do it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, luckily, I ain't have to do no shit where it's demeaning or, you know what I'm saying, something. But if, you know, for my kids, you know, I do whatever. You know, I ain't selling no ass or nothing like that. Like, it ain't never going to get that bad.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, like, because that's demeaning, bro. Like, kind of, nah, bro. Nuh-uh. Mm-mm. Sorry, can't do it. Would you sell some ass for pay a bill or whatever like that?
I mean, not now.
What you mean, not now? Nigga, you would have before.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, if I wasn't married, maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, in my life, I mean, that's not going to never be my number one course of action, but shit, if it's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sound like you done it before or something like that. The way you,
I ain't never been in no situation where I ever had to sell my ass. I can tell you that.
Okay. I mean, some people might be like, shit.
Some people
pay $300
don't care.
And I can just, you know,
get... Some people don't care. So, but my thing is, shit, if you fucking niggas that you think you was in love with, and you ain't got shit out of it, you might as well.
You don't love this nigga. This is a nigga that...
My point is, if I walked away and didn't have no damn regard for myself when I was supposedly in love with you and you couldn't buy me shit then...
This the nigga at the payday loan place.
Okay.
This him.
Okay.
This him.
He's saying, look, come to the back, we willing to... All I'm saying is, if you gave it up in the name of love, you can give it up for a couple of $100.
Damn.
That's all I'm saying. You fucking...
They say the price of pussy ain't never $40 now. Hey, $40.
That's why I can't never sell mine.
$40.
I'm gonna need a whole. My bills is a whole lot higher than $40. What I'm gonna do with $40?
That's reasonable.
My car take more than $40 worth of gas.
I ain't filling your tank up. I'm just trying to get you from here to there. Mm-mm. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
So that's therefore
my house, your house at $40.
I can keep my pride and wait for the next payday.
Look, you can put 10 in your tank. Come over here, get this Dak Prescott, and get you. You still got your $30 left. You get your $10 something to eat. You can go to Bath and Body Works, get you a 4 for $20. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. A 2 for $20 or whatever.
Nah, man.
But $40 is the price is going now. And I don't think
that's the truth.
That's what is the thing now.
I mean, I'm like, I don't know.
$40. Yeah. I seen the thing now. So I said, yo, that's straight up, though. Because women, y'all was getting out of hand trying to charge $150, $200.
People is getting rich off of laying on their back. So
$40 is enough.
No, it's not.
You got
$40 is nothing.
$40.
These young girls getting $40.
That's what they saying. $40.
These young girls is getting hair, nail done, hair, weave getting higher and higher.
Hey, $40. So you better work
you
a little more.
These niggas is coming up off of more than $40. If you paying $40 every time you see me and I'm coming through three days a week.
Let's call somebody that's actively paying. Let's see what they say. Let me see. What is the price?
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh. He probably buying some now.
Let me call my dog Cam. See if he answer the phone.
People at church.
Let's see. Answer the phone, Cam. Hey, strike out, man. Cam, how you doing tonight, man? It's your boy, Jerm, man. I'm calling. You are live on the Frocast. I got a question for you, brother.
What up, man?
True or false? Is the price of coochie $40?
That's what they said the going rate is, man.
Ain't nobody buying no coochie for no $40.
That's what they say, nah.
I mean, I need a bill paid. What bill? You can't get nothing but the water bill paid.
You get your phone bill paid.
$40, you have a good time.
Yeah, $40, I told you. That's the price.
Mm-mm, I can't sell mine then.
$40, man. That's all these, hey, y'all, these women ain't getting.
I need like $400.
Nah, you ain't getting that no more, man.
Nah, I ain't no $400 no more, man.
That's gone.
Well, I keep going to work.
Yeah, I'm talking about $400.
I need a bill paid. I can't do this shit.
Your Boost Mobile bill getting paid, $40.
Right.
You got a whole month of phone.
That's a whole set of nails, probably.
Yeah, so you got.
I don't wear them.
You got to get. You ain't getting man. You got to have a lot of $40 to get all that.
You know what I'm saying? My coochie be tired by the time I get my bills paid.
Oh well, that's a hard day's work. Whatever you got to do. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Well, look, Cam, I was just trying to tell her. I told her I was going to call somebody and let her know she ain't believe that. I said, no.
Well, I know I can get more than that for
$40, man.
I promise you.
That's what the ticket is.
I promise you. I can get more than 40 for mine.
Say that what the going rate is, 40.
40. You get that 40. That's all you're getting, man. I'm telling you, man. Well, hey, look. Well, look, man. I appreciate it, man. You have a happy new year, brother, and I will holler at you, man.
All
right, man.
Say
it
to
you, bro.
All right.
All
right.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
Yes, $40. So, ladies, y'all, let them $200 dates go. $40.
Niggas are spending more money than that when they take you out.
Yeah.
You getting wine and dine. I go out to eat with you and you spend $75.
He uses a Groupon. Don't think he's spending that much. He uses a Groupon.
He's spending that money.
He uses a
Groupon.
And then I'm going to go
home. You going home. You going to smash shit. You still spent more than $40.
I had to buy one, get one free coupon. You didn't even know.
Mm-mm. I ain't buying it.
You didn't even know. But yeah, man. Like I said, bro, this decade, man, is like, it's been fucking cool. We still got Nappy Afro. You know what I'm saying? That shit started in 07 and we still around. It's 2020. God damn. That's fucking nuts, man. You remember when Nappy Afro started?
Yep.
I'm going to be real with y'all. Queen Jern paid the first hosting fee. So she was like, look, I'm just going to look out. She paid the first motherfucking, the money, whatever, some money we needed, man. Shout out to Queen Jern.
And I hated this thing.
She hated the site. She was just like, yo. She really thought one day we was going to meet some models or something and I was going to leave or some shit like that.
Yeah, that was when I was insecure. Now I don't give a fuck. So if y'all want him, y'all can have him.
Mm. Girl, you know you'll fight for me, girl.
I ain't fighting for nobody.
So you want to fight for me?
Mm-mm. I'll run your ass over, but why I ain't gonna fight for
Come
you.
Come on, man. I want you to fight for me. I want you to
Back
run.
In the day when I was stopping traffic and shit, that was the old me. Now, I done got too old for that. Damn. I ain't got churn to live for. I ain't got time to be out here catching no charges, fooling around with you.
Well, you know, I would never bring no drama like that you to do. Your door. No,
you
I
do.
Don't. No, I don't.
You do. You brought it to my door. When I caught you out there wrapping a lady leg up right outside my apartment.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, then you would have to find the most unattractive people to be laid up under.
No, that let you know that isn't just nothing.
That just let me know that you don't mind.
No, I am a man of the people, so I have to.
You shouldn't. You don't owe nobody nothing but me.
I know.
And I'm churn. So if it ain't us, then it ain't nobody. So that's why and at that time, it wasn't none of them.
I don't judge nobody. You know?
You don't judge nobody. Nigga, please. I don't give a damn about you judging nobody. You don't help just random folk.
That's what I'm saying. I was just like, hey, you're doing that wrong, and I, you know.
Exactly. So that's and then you don't understand being a helpful nigga make you look like you trying to holler. That's what people think. Oh, he took the time to show me how to wrap my leg and blah, blah, blah. The next thing you know, she
you had like I was caressing her foot. It was like, yeah.
Hey, it looked like it.
So you do that. No, nigga, I was that's just like, nah, like. They go over there and they go around there. That's all I said, man.
Yeah. And all you could do is be thankful that I don't own a handgun because your brains would have been on concrete all over America. Just so you know.
She said, be thankful she doesn't have a handgun because my brains would be on the concrete.
All over America.
All over America.
I'm for real because you be trying me.
Oh, shit.
I be trying to act like I got some sense, but then you just it's like you ain't satisfied till you push that button. So if that's what you like, then hey, I'm going full throttle.
I'm the button pusher, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Hmm. I wish you would do less of that in 2020, though.
You wish? Okay.
Yeah.
Since you let's make some resolutions right now. Hey, everybody making resolutions. What are some of your 2020 resolutions, Queen Jern?
I am going to pray more. I am going to exercise more. I am going to eat less junk food.
Okay. Mine is I'm going to stop smoking cigars. I'm going to be more active. And I'm going to dedicate my off season to my son and whipping him into shape and getting him ready. I want to see if I can turn him into an animal. He's going to be my project this off season. And that is my resolution. I'm going to dedicate my time to him. And getting him right. And, I mean, it's going to be hard because he's going to be angry with me, but it has to be done. It has to be done. So, yeah. And I'm going to try to be more romantic in 2020.
Yeah, because the nigga can read up shit about the dog. He can read up shit about any and everything in this world. But he can't read up shit and find out why his wife be mad with him.
I mean.
Because he ignores her. And she's a very affectionate person. And she does not feel as if she's getting enough attention. But that's nothing that you have to read up. Because the lady tells you this all the time. But you know.
But when I do go be affectionate with her, she says some ulterior motive. She think I got some ulterior motive.
Because
or...
he usually does.
See, that's what...
I mean, patterns, people.
I try to be sporadic, and you'd be like, oh, what made you want to do this? I'm like, you say I never do it, so here I go try to do it, well, and there's a problem.
I mean...
And so that's what I said.
You got to do things in a consistent fashion. Like I said, you've been together for almost 19 years. June would make 19 years. And you have done absolutely nothing sporadic. So if you were to come to me one day and say, hey, babe, pack a bag. We're going out of town for the weekend. No worries. Don't think about nothing. I know you're going to kill me. So why the hell would you think I'm going to get in the car with you when I don't know what the hell going on?
So hold on. So if I did it, you would really think something was up?
Yeah.
So
yeah. I would never let my guard down to get in the car with you and don't know what's going on.
So one day, I'm going to come on a ride with me somewhere.
Then I'm going to be very hesitant. My hand will be on the door the entire ride.
And you just ride with me, and I go...
If it's off the beaten path, I'm out.
And I ride to the airport, and I'm like, come on. No bags, no nothing. I'm like, come on, let's go. You not going?
No.
Why not? I could be surprising you. Well, yeah, I would be.
You would be.
So, and if I was like, come on, let's go. Just bring with it. Let's go. We're going to the airport. I only tell you we're going to the airport. We get to the airport. You not getting on that plane?
No.
I got two tickets for us to go to Vegas or something like that.
I have to see it.
If I had the two tickets in my hand, like, yo, we going to Vegas.
I would have to see it, but I wouldn't trust it.
Why would you feel like I'm going to kill you?
Because that's just, I mean, like, you doing something too out of the ordinary.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you don't even think about me to the extent of saying, hey, I mean, I barely get a lunch call. So, it's like,
stop.
I'm talking about a call to have lunch, not a call to talk during lunch.
Well, I mean,
you
teaching class on my lunchtime. Okay. You know I eat lunch at 12 o'clock? You ain't got class at 12:30, so how are we going to have lunch if you still
I'm just saying, lunch on a Saturday. Lunch on the day off.
Oh, man, stop it.
It's so many things you can do if you want to. But you can look at the dog and she got symptoms of blah, 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 Google it online, and then you decide, oh, yeah, you know, such and such and such come from this, this, and this. Oh, you can look shit up, eh? Okay. You know all this other stuff, but you won't know what you need to know about me.
I do know a lot about you.
Okay.
I'm getting to know you.
I hope so.
You know. I think I know you pretty well.
Did you say so?
I do. But man. But yeah, man.
I just know it would be suspicious. I'm the thoughtful one. You just there.
I'm just here. Man, so y'all, man, you hear that, y'all? I was trying to plan her a surprise birthday party one time. And I couldn't even do it because she's so damn nosy. What you need to hear? What you need to get in touch with her for? What's going on? This isn't that. I'm trying to do a damn surprise party for her, and she asked me all these damn, like, she ruined the surprise party.
And what did I do? Planning for myself.
See what I'm saying? Like, I was trying to do that.
I'm going to have a party every year. The Lord let me see another one. So, if you want to do anything for me, it ain't going to never be a surprise. You're going to have to just be in conjunction with what I got going on, because I want to have a party every year. So I'm not somebody who you're going to be able to say, hey, we're not doing anything for your birthday. I don't wait for nobody to give me no party. Mm. I can't help it. That's just me. I've been let down enough times to know that I'm going to be number one. I'm going to be plan A, B, and C. So I'm betting it all on me. So I'm not taking no chances and getting my feelings hurt by thinking somebody going to do something for me and then they don't.
Oh,
so.
Okay. I got you. Well, so, are there any things that, besides that, me being more romantic, so that's the things I need to work for in 2020?
Stop smoking. Everything.
But I don't think I can stop smoking weed. I really don't. It's just, I think
you
that
you ain't gonna try all
no,
the
no,
months.
I think it's
I
just,
mean, you've done it for a couple of months or something.
Yeah, but I think it's more of a relaxing thing, and
it's not,
because
you uptight all the time.
It's a ritual. No, I'm not.
You are.
I'm the most.
You are a buzzkill a lot of
I
days.
Am not a buzzkill.
Maybe
just,
those are the days when you haven't had enough weed. I don't know. But you sickening.
I mean, I think I'm just a sickening person. I think that's just it. But I don't, I mean, because y'all, I mean, it's just, it's certain things I just have to, you know, we got kids and they're going to be out of our house soon. And so they need to be able to function on their own, and they are a reflection of us. So if they ain't about shit, that means we ain't do our fucking jobs. So that's why I be snapping to let them know that, you know what I'm saying, y'all need to get that shit in shape. And I think that's fine. They need that to have a drill sergeant.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But about being a drill sergeant is about being consistent. So if
I am
you're
consistent.
Not consistent, then
I'm consistently
not.
Don't take no shit. And you know what I'm saying? I consistently ask you one time and expect for it to get done. And then if it ain't, I'm flipping the fuck out, and y'all know that.
Well, you know I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't going to ever do nothing to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going
to... You ain't going to do nothing to me. I know.
I said that. And you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just all about yelling and, you know, getting it done. You
and I'm not about that noise.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, if you can't do it when I ask you calmly, how about you get it done when I raise my fucking octave a couple, throw a couple cuss words in there.
You want to cuss at people now?
I mean, I've been cussing.
But meanwhile, this the nigga who said he can't spank kids.
I don't spank them.
I feel like you can put your hands on somebody if you gonna holler and cuss them out.
No, I'll just cuss you out. You know what I'm saying? You know, but hey, man, get this shit together. Stop acting like a, you know what I'm saying, motherfucking nigga. You know what I'm saying? I say shit like that to my kids. Like I say, I am the real world to my kids. Like, and I'm proud of that. And you know what I'm saying? They know, like, daddy keep it real with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep it real with us. Like, he ain't never, you know, being, you know what I'm saying, and with the bullshit. And I think they appreciate that. You know, like, damn. Like, you know, we sit there and talk, and, you know, and I just be like, hey, man, that right there, whatever, whatever, yada, 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 whatever information you're going to give them. And, I can't wait to see the next decade how our kids grow, like, with them being now. And then 10 years from now, like...
Yeah, 5 years from now, it's going to be real.
Full grown, you know what I'm saying, like, adults. And I'm just looking like, Jesus Christ. So, you know.
All I ask for is that in 10 years, I am not a grandparent.
I mean, at the rate they're going now, man. I mean, at least you'll be a 50-year-old grandparent, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I need to at least be 50 without no grandchildren. Yeah. I don't need it to happen no earlier than that.
Yeah, exactly. But let's not even go that route. Wow. But yeah, it's going to happen eventually one day, and hopefully, and just hope it's later on down the road. Because I can see being a grandpapa. That shit would be cool.
If you say so. Like, it's only going to be cool if your son be the one with the baby, because your daughter having a baby, you ain't going to never get to deal with that.
What you mean?
Because you ain't going to want to have no children no time soon.
Definitely not no time soon.
I'm saying even in 10 years, you ain't going to want her to have no baby.
I mean, she's on her life and, you know,
she ain't graduated. No life, ain't no life to be talking about having no children right then.
She'd be, what, about going on 24?
Yeah, no. She is nowhere near as mature as I was. I had our first child at 25.
She's only 14, so.
I didn't act like her when I was 14. She's very goofy and playful, and that's fine. Yeah. She just don't need to be in no hurry to be grown.
Yeah, exactly.
But so yeah, I guess, man, I can accept what it is.
Exactly. She's not trying to, I want a date. I have to, what's the rules?
Well, I thought that I needed to know so I can play within the lines. Well, I turned out fine.
You did, babe. You did. And I'm glad I have spent the last decade with you.
Because the last 18 and a half years.
Okay, but still, I'm just saying, as far as the decade that we're talking about, this past 10, these 10, we were together the whole time. Robbed you. You better stop.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, listen, I thought I was thinking that.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all a secret, man. Queen Jern really think that I stole her good years from her, and I don't know why she feel like, you know, I'm not a piece of her.
Like Satan himself, thief in the night.
She said we've been together. Y'all don't understand.
And destroy.
In the 18 and a half years that Queen Jern talk about, we probably been away each other 30 days in that 18 and a half years. 30 days max. You know what I'm saying? Probably. You know.
Probably more.
It can't be no more than.
I was gone for 2 weeks for a trainer.
Okay, we'll say 60 days. We'll say 60 days max, and you know, in 18 and a half years that we have not been around each other. So we have constantly been together all the time.
And in his mind, all the time is him being outside with his friends while I'm in the house with the kids, him being in the garage with his friends, or
I remember whoever, I've sat whatever. There with you one day. This was... You and your sister sat on the phone. I remember this day. I said that we were sitting right there. 2 football games was on. The whole time you was on the phone with your sister. And I just sat there. I ain't say not one word. And y'all was on the phone for 6 or 7 hours. And I was sitting there like... So don't act like I just went around. That's how I got to watching all them crazy shows. You used to watch Any Day Now and all that mother... I never would have seen that shit. But no, sitting around you watching it, hey, I got to watching that damn show.
Something positive that happened in your life.
Nah, man. That was a good show. It was all right. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, me and Queen Jern, like I said, we ain't going nowhere, man. You know, we stuck together like some things that stick together that don't come apart, man.
Okay.
What's that, like the magnets, the plus and the minus side? That's us. Yeah, we stuck together like that. You know, so... Y'all stuck with us. I'm going to take a music break right now. Because that last decade talk was heavy. And the show, it wasn't supposed to be this long.
Like, that's what you said.
That's what I did say. It wasn't supposed to be this long. It was supposed to be a quick show. BZ going to be pissed.
I thought you said it wasn't going to be a long show, nigga. Damn, nigga. To get the show is a fucking hour.
So We're going to go ahead and take a music break, man. Song of the week. You got a song of the week? See, y'all. That's that noise. Got my dog fucking going crazy. She's about to go crazy now. People out here shooting fireworks.
If you can give me back my device, I can tell you
what it is. Yes. You can get your device back now.
I know the title of it is Don't Break. And it is by...
Do 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 do.
Don't Break by Micah Lee. M-I-C-A-H Lee.
You can spell Lee?
I think Lee is self-explanatory. But yeah, the name of the song is Don't Break. And just a little motivation going into the new year. You know, you never know when your breakthrough is going to happen, but don't give up. Keep faith in God, keep faith in yourself, and you'll make it.
Oh, that's nice, man. Well, my song of the week, man, since January 2nd is our anniversary, I decided to make a song of the week, our song, which is Never Change by Music Soul Child. That is my song of the week this week because that is a beautiful song and it represents our relationship because, you know, That song just explains us, you know. I mean, because Queen Jern used to think that I was going to leave her for a big booty model or something because I used to have those pictures around and I used to tell her, like, hey, man, it's nothing. It's nothing. But
ways that dumb young men tear down the egos and self-esteem of young black women.
You know, we grew up in a toxic society and we didn't know any better. There was a patriarchy.
Yeah, so you see.
That was the way we was raised. So, you know, not saying it was the right way, but, you know, I loved you and I wasn't going nowhere. It's just I didn't understand.
Know how to show it.
Yeah, I just didn't know how to show it. But I'm trying to show you now by dedicating the song to you right now on this show.
And he is being phony as hell.
I'm crying right now.
And he is not.
Getting emotional. Song is, like I said, it's Never Changed by Music Soul Child. We'll be back in a minute.
Lately you've been questioning if I still see you the same way. Cause through these trying years, we on a boat physically changed. Now, don't you know you'll always be the most beautiful woman I know? So let me reassure you, darling, that my feelings are truly unconditional. See, I'll love you when your hair turns gray, girl. I still want you if you gain a little weight. Yeah, the way I feel for you will always be the same. Just as long as your love don't change. No, I was meant for you and you were meant for me. Yeah, and I'll make sure that I'll be everything you need. Yeah, girl, the way we are is how it's gonna be. Just as long as your love don't change. I'm not impressed, more or less, by them girls on the TV and magazines. Cause honestly, I believe that your beauty is way more than skin deep. Cause everything about you makes me feel I have the greatest gift in the world. Even when you get on my last nerve, I couldn't see myself being with another girl.
I'll love you no. When your head turns gray.
Yeah.
I still want you if you gain a little weight.
Yeah.
The way I feel for you will always be the same. Just as long as your love don't change. Just as long as your love.
Make sure that
I, yeah. Girl, the way we are is how it's gonna be.
Just as long as your love, yeah. Yeah. So don't waste
just as long as
break.
right.
Exactly.
We're back. I hope that, you know, like I said, that song right there, it just every time I hear it, I just think about your girl. You know what I'm saying? So, hope you enjoyed that. Well, do you have a Keeping 100?
Yes. Speaking of love, in the new year, I just want to remind us to make sure that, you know, you let people prove themselves to you for who they are and, you know, take them at it for what it is. So my key with 100 is love is what it does.
100.
And if you claim that you love somebody, they should have some way of knowing that. They shouldn't have to really decode you. You should be able to speak in the love language they understand and, you know, make sure that people are willing to do what's necessary for you to feel comfortable in the relationship that you are having with those individuals. So, my Keep It 100 is love is what it does.
All right. Well, my Keep It 100 is...
100.
You know, it's that time of year, man. People start making their posts about their changing and everything like that. And that's cool and all that, man. But then you got the certain sect of people that talk bad about the people that make these posts and say they ain't going to change. And you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, you know, well, what? What's the point of that, man? Let's not make fun of these people who say they're going to change. Let's just watch the not change happen on their Facebook, because last year they said they was going to change and they kept the same shit going on. And, you know, so let's not ridicule these people. Let's just sit back, watch them say they're going to change and they not change, and then just enjoy it on Facebook from a distance. Because, you know, it's just... It's entertaining to me, man, you know, to see both sides. Like I said, I'm a live and let live person, man. If you say you're going to make these changes for the new year, you know what I'm saying, today is Tuesday, and you're going to become a new person tomorrow on Wednesday, hey, you know what I'm saying, you could have did it last week. And, you know what I'm saying? But who am I to say that you can't make this change for the new year? New year, new you. You know what I'm saying? When last week you was, like Smackwater said, you was a fuck-ass nigga last week, and then you're going to be a fuck-ass nigga next week. But that's just how it is. You know, so shout out to everybody making them changes for the new year, man. You know, props to y'all. Wish everybody luck in whatever they're doing. And you know, because I'm not a hating ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? King German, real ass nigga. So shout out to everybody, man. Love you all. Do you have any winners and losers?
I guess I'm gonna have to say my winners would be my New Year's babies.
Winner.
Those who are giving birth or currently in the hospital expecting their new bundles of joy for 2020. I guess I'm going to say y'all my winners.
All right, man. Well, my winners, I got two winners. Because I didn't want to have a loser. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring the New Year in with a loser. So I said I was going to have two winners, man. So one of my winners is a North Carolina mayor who says that he declares town will end 30-year tradition of dropping a possum on New Year's Eve following protests from an animal rights group after last year's marsupial had to have leg amputated.
Winner.
So the mayor, James Reed of Andrews, North Carolina, shared that he wanted to keep the sanctioned event, but decided not to once his phone was plagued by protest calls. Times are changing, Reed explained. Our plan is to have an awesome party and not have any live animals involved whatsoever. So let me see, what small town is he coming from? It's called a possum drop. It's similar to the New York City ball drop. It involves a wild marsupial getting caught in hell for several days. Wow. So yeah, the last one got dropped and they had to get his leg amputated, man. So he's my winner, Mayor James Reed of Andrews, North Carolina. So you're not doing the possum drop this year for New Year's.
No,
man.
Possum drop.
No possum drop, man. No animals will get hurt at the Andrews New Year's Festival. It's town about 1600. So country is a motherfucker, so you know what I'm saying. So shout out to them. And my other winner is Greyhound.
Winner.
Greyhound is my winner because they are giving away free tickets to runaways who want to return home. You know what I'm saying?
You sick, man.
Oh, man. To get a free ticket home, a person between the ages of 12 and 21 must call the NRS hotline, the National Runaway Safe Line, helpline. They must be named on a runaway report and be willing to return to their family. The family or guardian also needs to agree to receive them at home. So, kids, if you listen to the Frocast and you a fucking runaway and you on a runaway list and you getting tired of being in that motherfucking dope house, or you getting tired of
selling your pussy for $40.
Getting them $40, you know what I'm saying? You might be there against your will, but if you're, you know what I'm saying? But if you can use that phone, call the runaway hotline, get in touch with them. If you're on the list, you can get a free ride home with Greyhound, man. So Greyhound is my winner for offering that service, you know, because that's great. Because I would hate for my kid to be a fucking runaway. Like, that shit would drive me fucking nuts.
Yeah, it would. Because, yeah. I mean, I just feel like not knowing what the person's got going on is just not going to make me feel comfortable. I wouldn't be sleeping. I wouldn't be eating. I just would be losing my mind.
But you can only do it 2 times. Like, that's it. They give you 2 tickets. So you can get 1 free trip. You know what I'm saying? You can run away and I call and put you on the list. And you know what I'm saying? Then you can get that ride home. You know what I'm saying? But that's about it. I know y'all hit them fireworks.
And I'm trying to figure out why the hell are they that close.
Cause somebody on the next street shooting them, man. This fucking, man. But, hey, that's what you get when you record on New Year's Eve, man. You get fireworks on the Frocast.
Okay. Losers.
Got any losers?
And you know I do. So my loser, my losers would have to be anybody out here getting a DUI or drinking and driving, because you may not get caught. But drinking and driving during New Year's Eve.
Loser.
It's so many different people who got services out here that's giving you free cab rides, giving you free tolls for your car, AAA doing something. Yep. So there's no excuse for anybody to be drinking and driving, harming themselves or others this New Year's Eve.
Exactly. So, yeah, y'all are losers if you drink and drive tonight. You're a loser.
I guess any night, but definitely not. Yeah,
you're putting people in danger, and people want to go make it home just like you. So, all y'all, please, man, be responsible. Like I said, hopefully, you know, this will play after New Year. So, you know, we're probably going to have some fatalities. So, because people are not, I mean, just to be honest. Let's be honest. Let's be real here. Let's just, you know, let's just hope that, you know, us saying it tonight is putting good vibes out there that there won't be any. How about that?
Okay, I can give it that.
All right. It's that time of the week where I ask you, do you have any shout-outs? And you go berserk, so let me ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city. Nigga, for the 2019.
Yes, those fireworks are going off. my shout outs go a little something like this, man. Oh, she represents her city, nigga. But my shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Star Right, GQ Blue, Short T, Ruler Myself, Short Rick James, bitch, Pepe J from B More, Steph from B More, RT3, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston. Jay Williams, shout out to who else? Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network, man. Disrespectful motherfucker, MJ, Dr. Cam, and that truck driver K Law. Shout out to all them family over there, Dr. Brace, man. Happy New Year's to all y'all, man. Shout out to the good brother 12 Cal and the 12 Cal podcast. Happy New Year to you. Go over there and shout out to the good brother 12 Cal. My dog is going crazy because these fucking fireworks are going nuts. Just let her go. She's trying to hide. She got to get under something. And shout out to anybody over that site to fuck with the kid, man. Shout out to... She'll be okay.
Just wrap it up.
Shout out to all the other podcasts that fuck with us, man. Some Light Podcast, the Humbly Arrogant Podcast, the Laugh Line Sports Podcast, any other podcast to fuck with us, man. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Amazing App, Dragon Lady, all the fucking listeners, Sleazy, Filthy. Shout out to my dog Cam for the call, man. Man, just thank everybody, man. We had a great year, man. We just hope we can continue to bring you a great show and shit y'all like to listen to, man. And that's all my shout outs, man. And we can go ahead and close it like this for the last time in 2019. You know what I'm saying? First show of 2020 when y'all here, but it's actually the last day of 2019, man. So shout out to that, man.
And we out.
No, we got to do it. Oh, yeah. Don't forget about the Patreon. You join for a little as a dollar. Get back behind-the-scenes content. Don't forget about the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Don't forget to do that. We'll play it on the show. And don't forget to rate, comment, retweet, reblog, share the story so we can get the word out there that this is a dope show. I enjoy it. Y'all enjoy it. You might enjoy it. That's what you tell the people. You know what I'm saying? So, rate your show.
I'm going to give it a 9.
A 9, okay. I match your 9, give it a 9.3. You know what I'm saying? Minus the fireworks, we deduct points for that. But it might add spice to the damn show. Niggas might be like, yo, man, we listen to the show, niggas was shooting in the background. Yo, these niggas hood as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh shit, like these niggas in the middle of the project shooting a podcast. Like, oh shit, niggas was bucking. You know what I'm saying? Niggas, they was dodging bullets, recording the show.
Dominate the fans I need, but go ahead.
Yeah, man, but hey, I'll take them. I'll take them damn kind of fans. But yeah, man, we'll go ahead and get out of here, man. For the last time in 2019, for the first time in 2020, this your boy King Germ.
And this your girl Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com